now. Want something to eat or what?
Would she ever? Yeah, well, just same sort of thing. And you talked about cornmeal. What sort of things would she make with cornmeal?
Oh, cornbread, mush, and
how would you make cornbread mush? That was just cornmeal itself?
Yeah, just cooked up like you'd cook cream of wheat. Make lots of that mush wintertime for supper, and then have it, slash it and fry it for breakfast, man. That.
Would you ever put anything else in the cornmeal, like hog meat or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Cornbread with have those cracklings, what you render out lard with, you know, to call them cracklings, man. We'd mix those in with the dough, you know, and bake them. That's something good.
Call that what?
Crackling bread.
Uh-huh. Sure good.
I say so. Wouldn't mind having some now myself.
What about that, would she ever cook cornmeal up in a deep dish and it would make deep pan, it would come out real soft, and you might dish it out like mashed potatoes on your plate beside your meat, might spoon it out?
No.
You know what spoon bread was?
Well, made mix up flour and bake the dumplings with a spoon dip. Just dip a spoon in and dip it, put it in the hot broth, soup, whatever you're cooking it in. That was spoon dumplings. That's what I like. Better than those noodle things that they make nowadays.
Yeah. Would you ever make, put cornmeal in with your greens or something? Any kind of cornmeal or?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe put some kind of cornmeal in the chicken that you were cooking?
Yeah, I know.
If you're cooking a chicken, you might put some cornmeal in it.
As I know of.
Well, what about those little things that you might make and you'd fry them up, kind of little round sort of sphere cornmeal things? You might put green pepper or onions in them and you'd eat them with fish or seafood.
Hush puppies?
Yeah, you like them?
Yeah.
What sort of seafood do you get here, Mr.?
Well, most any kind you want. Shrimp's about the only thing I care anything about besides just pure D.E. fish.
How much would you buy usually when you buy to cook?
Well,
just a couple of pounds of.
Yeah.
So you
went over 2 pounds at a time. Since my wife died, I never have cooked any shrimp myself. I usually always go to the restaurant and have shrimp quite often.
Now, what about those things you might buy on the half shell?
Oysters, you mean, or something like that? I like oysters.
Yeah. Y'all get those things here that you might find them in a stream and they swim backwards. They got claws on them.
Oh. I heard them telling this morning about television about those crawdads. He's having a big supper tonight over at Little Rock with those.
Fauna?
Let's see. Yeah. for Canadian, come from down in Louisiana, Cajun.
I was going over to Little Rock today.
Yeah, well, he was telling at noon there on Channel 4, some fellow was there advertising, and his somewhere they told whether he's going to have it tonight, that they was calling Cajuns having the,
yeah,
the kind of ghost big crawdads, and he had one live when they're showing it. That we don't never have those big ones around here like that, but some of them though, when the high water